This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Listening to Your Hidden Power, I'm Doug Steffen here with another exercise in your mind. I like to sort of set the stage for these adventures because that's really what they are. Adventures with lots of people who have really fabulous minds, whether it's an astrological approach to fixing things, whether it's a psychological or a psychic point of view, those two words are related, our visits with Mary O'Malley every week, and Uri Geller, who is he's an illusionist. That's what people, people call him a lot of things. He is a fabulous thinker. And that's, I think, what really this is all about. Your hidden power requires that you think differently, or think in addition to things that I know, these giving light to the things that you don't know or maybe don't understand. And that's really kind of what this program, that's what I set in motion. That's what was in my mind when I started doing this 4 or 5 years ago. And it has done, it's been a great service for a lot of people. And you know what? If I don't learn myself from each one of these episodes, no matter what I'm doing on the radio, if I can't learn something as I do it, then I have failed. Because I'm a very curious sort. I have to assume that you're very curious as well. Otherwise, you wouldn't be listening to the things that I do on the radio. And therefore, I devote myself to you and to the ideas that perhaps will stir you into making you a better person. And as I said, I like kind of the way to set this all up. Aesop wrote once, "No act of kindness, no matter how small, is ever wasted." Think about how important that is and how many people are of service. I have said this so many times on the air and in my personal life. We are all here to help. That's why we're here on this planet. That's what it's about. So think about that as you go through your day. Coming up in a few minutes, our own Laura Banks spends some time with William Shatner, who has some things that fit right into our discussion here on, on The X Factor, on Your Hidden Power. Let me tell you, this is not hidden. This is powerful. The new product Clear that's on the market right now that gets all the contaminants out of your nose, I have a bottle of it right here, a little plastic bottle that I've been doing this because it makes for a good example. On there, you just squirt it a little bit. You heard the little squirt. It goes up into your nose, into your nostrils, and cleans out all of the bad things. So effective, so natural, you can do it without your children being upset. It's just a part of our daily routine, because we know now our life has changed. So make this a part of your daily routine. Keep your nose clear. Try finding out as much as you can. Go to xlear.com, clear.com. Find the product on Amazon or eBay or wherever you buy your groceries. It's Clear that the secret to keeping your nostrils clean is Clear.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-263-3403 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-263-3403. Again, 800-263-3403.
Good morning, Private!
Good morning, Sergeant!
mean, seriously, what a pleasant morning. The sun is shining and the birds are chirping.
You seem to be in a good mood today.
Astute observation.
He's probably happy because he found out Honey Nut Cheerios can help lower cholesterol as part of a heart-healthy diet.
They're even shaped like hearts. So, in lieu of the obstacle course today, I propose a nice meditative nature walk. Does that sound delightful to everyone?
Yes, go, Sergeant!
Happy Heart Shapes are back for a limited time. Learn more about Honey Nut Cheerios by picking up a box at your local store.
Need cash fast? Figure can help. A Figure personal loan is a smart, fast way to get up to $50,000 from the comfort of home. Just go to figure.com and apply online in minutes. You can check your rate without affecting your credit. Whether you need cash for past, present, or future, Figure can have you funded in as few as 2 business days. Stop paying those sky-high interest rates and consolidate debt at a lower interest rate. Just go to figure.com. That's figure.com. Figure Lending LLC. Equal Opportunity Lender. NMLS 1717824. Terms and conditions apply. Figure.com.
Welcome to your Hidden Power Show with Doug Steffen and Laura Banks. I'm the Laura Banks part. We're a podcast and a radio show. You can catch us on iTunes, Stitcher, anywhere fine beer is sold. Today on your Hidden Power, we have an up-and-coming actor, sure to be a household name one day. Keep a lookout for his name's William Shatner. Okay, I'm kidding. Maybe you already know him from maybe his 60 films or his 60 television roles, or as a cultural icon as Captain James T. Kirk, the galaxy's most notorious ladies' man. But before we get to your new show, The Unexplained, about sound and energy and Stonehenge and Senior Moment, his new movie, but now I'm just going to say, hi, Bill.
Is that you, Laura? I'm listening to you. Everywhere.
William Shatner.
Hi. How are you, baby?
Oh, my gosh. I'm so happy to have you on your Hidden Power today. You are sending out a signal, Mr. Shatner, every day like you're a giant electronic wave, and I believe you go out into the universe and are recreated in the universe. I really believe that.
I agree. I believe that our little radio station inside our brains giving off electrical energy.
Right.
There's no coincidence.
Right.
Like on this show, The Unexplained, I want the answer to what is clairvoyance. There's no answer to somebody who knows what the future is,
well,
writes it
me.
Down, and then it happens.
I do that. I work in astrology. I could tell you things about yourself that would surprise you because I've looked at your astrology chart.
It's just that knowing what the future is, it suggests that the present or the future has already happened and is already the past.
Exactly. Plato said it best. You know, we can imagine immortality, and because we can imagine it, it's possible. I believe that truly. Now, I have a question. If you had one thing to say and you knew the universe was listening, what would you say?
Let me know. Give me a signal.
You know my favorite line that you delivered in Star Trek II, The Wrath of Khan? When you said, hang on.
Hang on.
I loved it. Okay. I know the camera was up close in your face. Do you know that you and I have a lot in common?
What do we have in common?
Oh, my gosh. Okay, well, we're born one day apart. I starred in Roger Corman films as well. I have one-woman shows. I was on T.J. Hooker. You know that. Did you get me on T.J. Hooker, or did I get there by accident?
There's no accident.
Really? Why did you bring me back? We didn't even talk hardly at all when I saw you on set.
Who knows?
Oh, Bill.
Who knows what that past is? So there's only the future in front of us.
I published a book with Simon & Schuster. I hosted a TV show like you on Sci-Fi. I've produced movies.
That's fantastic.
I'm a singer, and I'm a voiceover talent. But my question to you is, how come you made so much more money than I did?
Does talent operate there?
I was afraid you were going to say that. Now, we were lovers. Am I allowed to say that?
No.
Oh, well, it's too late, you know, and we won't say when and how and what, but we also were opposing.
When and what, yeah.
Okay, but we were on opposing spaceships, so I was on the Reliant killing you guys, and you were on the other side, and then we ended up being together. I think that's pretty cool. And you know what? You hit me like a freight train.
Was I
romantic? I so fell head over heels for you, and then I think I ended up, like, not taking your call one day, but I still dream about you. You're in my dreams occasionally.
No kidding.
No.
Is it coming from the universe?
How you get into my dreams, I think you're teleporting.
Everywhere.
William Shatner.
Yes.
Oh, the one that got away.
Yeah, but, you know, as long as you got the plug out there, you never know when the fish is going to circle back.
Wouldn't that be nice? I'm ready to go on a Star Trek tour with you, darling.
Really? A Star
Absolutely.
Trek tour?
Absolutely. Listen, think about it. Star
and
Trek 2.
And bringing you the oldsters, the old folks from Star Trek who can Help them up the stairs, please. That's good.
I play water volleyball 4 times a week. I'm in incredible shape. I'm very thin and tan and blonde and just as gorgeous as ever.
Oh, my God.
Just as gorgeous as ever.
And so am I.
Be still my beating heart. So, Bill, Christopher Plummer, he recently passed away. Do you miss him? Was he extraordinary in your life?
Chris and my life were intertwined from way, way back. We both come from Montreal.
Mm-hmm.
He was a little older than I. And so in those early years, that made a difference. So he was in theaters and doing stuff while I was still in school.
Okay.
But I was doing something similar in school, but not as a professional. So he was looked up to and admired. He was terrific, unbelievably good actor, and looked so good and had such elegance about him. We finally ended up at Stratford, Ontario,
nice.
in the classical Shakespeare company. I was his understudy for Henry V, and I went on for him without any rehearsal. It's another whole story.
Oh my God.
Yeah, but that understudy role sets a kind of pattern, like a man and a woman. If the man has got a dominant role, it's hard to change that. In the meantime, I want your audience to watch The Unexplained.
Yes, they do.
It was on Friday evenings.
I love
at,
it.
9 o'clock.
Uh-huh. I love the whole show about Stonehenge and that they brought the rocks from 150 miles away, the blue stones, and that they have healing energy in them, and that it all came down to sound. I know. How did it get there?
How did they do that? We don't know how they did that.
Oh, my gosh, and it's so well photographed, and your storytelling as usual. You see, it's your voice, Bill. It's like you have a voice that just heals. How do you keep going through all the stages of your life you've been through? You lost a wife, unfortunately, to a serious problem, an accident. You went through the mockery of your career and turned the mockery on yourself so they couldn't mock you anymore. You lived in your van. For everyone listening right now who's going through a hard time, how did you keep going?
You're in life, and it's a story, and your story is told. You're telling your story, and then you die. You have to always realize that this too will end. Or this too is the beginning, and they're connected. And the very thing your show proposes is really true. The energy goes on and on. And as long as you're aware of that, that the story of your life is what you're living. So you're living a novel, and the chapter will end and something else will happen.
Right. And while you're living it, it's trying to be happy. So I have a theory about pleasure, and I do like pleasure. I love immersive experiences. I love sensuality. And the idea of what Abraham Hicks teaches, Bill, I don't know if you know Abraham Hicks. Anyway, she teaches this whole thing about positive thinking. Stay positive. Stay in the vortex. Feel good. And that feel-good positive is what built Stonehenge. It's what created Atlantis. It's what created anything great. Your career, you kept in this positive place of believing it's all going to happen. And right now we're in a sixth planet Aquarius, and the planets are aligned perfectly for all of us to move forward in a positive way.
That's great.
So thoughts are forms. They go out, they create things. That's how they lifted those stones. At one point, we could teleportation. You know, I think there was another time where alchemy was in the air and things moved differently in time and space. And so somehow those 150 miles, they used their thoughts.
My show, The Unexplained, which is on Fridays of the evening on the History Channel, deals a lot. The best shows, in my opinion, are Ooga Booga. Like, you know, why do curses work, and what is voodoo, and why does it work, and what are the answers, and are there any explanation? So the best things are Ooga Booga, as I call them. What you're talking about is really great Ooga Booga.
Then we have Senior Moment, which looks like a great movie with Christopher Lloyd. You two must have been a hoot together.
We were so funny. Well, I had a great time in Palm Springs, where we shot it. And driving fast cars and things like that. It's a very funny, charming movie that's being released. Senior Moments coming out in March, I believe.
March 26th.
March 26th?
Mm-hmm. See, I could work for you. See, I had the date there. I was right there ready for it. I so admire everything you've done. And I so want to have that same self-expression because I think it's in self-expression and full creativity is the way to being happy. And you are a living example of staying in that zone of happy and helping all of us to remember to just stay busy, stay focused, right?
Busy, staying creative, staying positive, and trying to ignore the ominous truth that everybody dies.
And then maybe, Bill, you and I will meet in another lifetime because of our karmic connection.
Absolutely.
I would really love
believe,
that.
If you want to believe that and that makes you happy, you should believe.
You're listening to Your Hidden Power with Doug Steffen and Laura Banks, talking
exactly.
to William Shatner.
Power grid failures and natural disasters, they happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the unprecedented boom in the U.S. markets. If you're following EV stocks, then you may know that this potential $3 trillion marketplace depends on graphite for next-generation energy cells. You can get free up-to-the-minute research on the stocks that are leading the way in this red-hot sector with your free subscription to Avid Metals Research Report when you text the word HOT to 48542. Developments in the electric vehicle market are compelling, but investors know we're running short on lithium and graphite supply. Did you know we could also be running short of cobalt? Cobalt is used in chemical production and is one of the critical elements needed to make the EV power source. Research suggests there's not enough ability to mine and process the material to meet demand. We've identified a strategically well-positioned company that could lead the way in solving this critical problem. Get your free research from the Metals Research Report when you text HOT to 48542. Text HOT to 48542.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Welcome to your Hidden Power Show with Doug Steffen and Laura Banks. I'm the Laura Banks part.
This is your Hidden Power, and I'm William Shatner. At 9 o'clock on the History Channel is a really very different show about ancient aliens. A group of people, including Eric Van Daniken, whose book some years ago advanced the premise that ancient aliens visited this Earth and have remained here and have been guides all through man's history. A group of people who believe that, and very intelligent scientists and opinion makers, all gather around the table. And I, for the most part, argue with them. And what they have to say, passionately and with great color, it's worthwhile seeing. 9 till 11 o'clock on the History Channel, it's great fun. Great sort of argument about whether aliens visited here or not.
That sounds fantastic. I've marked my calendar, Bill, but what do you think? Do you think that there are aliens among us?
Well, I've been very skeptical for a long period of time. Did you see the Navy pilots' footage of when they were flying around and things were coming at them, and the ground control had it on radar as well? That's unexplained.
We have guests on our show that really, Sev Talk. So Sev is an alien expert, and she's on that group that goes out and meets them. Is this MAMFA? It's got a name. Anyway.
Yeah.
And she had a spot on her ass, a mark, because that's where the aliens would land.
On her ass?
Yeah.
Is it a well-rounded question? I mean, is it?
It's an X. It's an X like a landing pad. They had to put an X on her because they didn't know where to land. But anyway, she's had it with the blues and the whites, you know, there's all these different kind of aliens that have come to her. And I know many stories of truth from the way she shared it that I think it's true.
Really? What does she look like? I mean, is she like an alien herself?
No, she's attractive, you know. But I did her astrology chart. See, so I look at the planets and I understand them intuitively, amazingly. Like if I did your astrology chart, like I can tell you that somewhere along the way you fell in love with language.
I did, actually.
and poetry and the way it sounds and music and how effusive it is and how it's healing. And so music for me is everything. And you really, we're back to that emitting a signal that you are emitting in your music, in your voice, in your movies, everything. There's an assumption that you're not just acting or producing or doing this prolific body of work. You're generating something that actually shifts people on a cellular level to feel better.
Yes, I'm going to have a new album out in about 2 or 3 months. Very much apropos of what you're talking about poetry, music.
Oh, I love poetry. I love music.
We just have to listen to it. Language is music.
Yeah, I'm just sitting here just amazed at everything in this, the music of the spheres, and I'm just thrilled that you're here, and let me know when we're going to go on the Star Trek II tour.
Absolutely. Oh. You'll be the first one I call.
Thank you.
Hi, that was a great conversation. Laura Banks, who, as she explained, first met William Shatner when she was his girlfriend. Well, actually, she was the girlfriend of the Khan character in The Wrath of Khan, but that's where she met Shatner. And so her focus, they have great friendship. And so you heard a lot about what's going on. Shatner is one of the most amazing people that I think I've met. I've been to a couple of parties with him. I'm not dropping his name. I just think he's a fascinating guy. And at 88 years old, he keeps every single day. He's got a purpose. And, you know, that's one of the things about your hidden power. Guys like that, people like that in general, keep themselves going. I'd like to think I'm cut out of that cloth as well. Just keep moving, keep going, keep doing, keep helping. Keep your mouth and your mind working, your body working, everything working. That's one of the lessons, I think, many lessons of Shatner. Life that we can find and appreciate, frankly. So our thanks to Laura Banks and Bill Shatner for that. In a moment, we're going to spend some time with Uri Geller, who will explain to us the green passport thing that's become prevalent in Israel. That's coming right up here on Your Hidden Power.
Dell's semi-annual sale is the perfect time to power up productivity and gaming victories. Now you can save what Dell employees save on high-performance tech. Save 17% on the latest XPS and Alienware computers with Intel Core processors. Plus, check out exclusive savings on Dell monitors, headsets, and accessories for greater immersion in all you do. Upgrade today by calling 800-BUY-DELL. Again, that's 800-BUY-DELL, or you can visit dell.com/semi-annual sale.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/news. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A third woman has come forward and accused Democrat New York Governor Andrew Cuomo of sexual harassment. 33-year-old Anna Roch has claimed that Cuomo asked to kiss her at a wedding in 2019. A friend of Anna's took a series of pictures of the incident as it occurred that has hit social media. After the second accuser came forward, Governor Cuomo apologized for things that, quote, have been misrepresented as unwanted flirtation, end quote. A South Texas County Justice of the Peace was among four people arrested last month on 150 counts of voter fraud related to the 2018 primary election in Medina County. The Texas Attorney General's Election Fraud Unit on February 11th arrested Medina County Justice of the Peace, Thomas Ramirez, after earlier detaining Leonor Rivas Garza, Eva Ann Martinez, and Mary Balderrama on allegations of election fraud. The case involves claims of vote harvesting at assisted living centers in Medina County, Texas. Thanks for being there. We are USA Radio News.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
The Biden administration continues to erode immigration policies set by former President Trump. Dan Araki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau has more.
President Joe Biden has changed a number of Trump-era policies since coming into office, specifically reversing a number of the former president's orders on immigration. But Congresswoman Nancy Mace says that too many of President Biden's policies are focused on reversing those of his predecessor. The South Carolina Republican tells Fox News that Washington's focus should instead be on the American people.
But the Biden administration is trying to literally undo everything good, especially that the Trump administration did. Under his administration, we had record unemployment, not only for women, but black and brown African Americans, Hispanic Americans, hardworking Americans. And everyone wants, I think, to have free trade with our neighbors. We want to support and be allies to our neighboring countries here and abroad. But we've got to take a stand and work for the American people. That's why we're here today, for nobody else but us, and to pull us up, to get us through COVID-19 pandemic, to keep our doors open, to keep businesses open, to put kids in school. And we're failing right now.
Moving away from working with all lawmakers, Biden has now signed more than 40 executive orders, actions, and memorandums. Officials with the Arizona Department of Health say those 55 and older will now be eligible for receiving the COVID-19 vaccine. Officials are calling the arrangement a hybrid approach that will allow those 55 and older to get shots alongside frontline essential workers. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Back again on Your Hidden Power. This time it's our weekly visit with Uri Geller, who is the Israeli illusionist. And whenever I mention Israeli and think about things that are going on in Israel and how they apply to the rest of the world, boy, Israel certainly has a knock when it comes to getting people their shots and lifting the COVID thing. I wonder what you were thinking in a practical way before we talk about stuff going on in the museum and that sort of thing and the worldliness of things from out of this world. This green passport thing in Israel. Now, this is a certificate that shows that you've been vaccinated or you've recovered from the infection so you can go to the gym or the theater or the hotel or go anywhere to restaurants. So what are the people in Israel thinking about this certificate? Good, bad? Does it have bad memories associated with it?
No, Doug, I think it's a brilliant idea because, look, let's face it. You don't know who has COVID-19. You know, it's a silent attacker. And you want to be sure that you got the vaccination. I got mine, too. or Rich, who is a lawyer, who is standing next to me, you're getting yours tomorrow. The second one, did you say? How, oh wait, how do you feel about it? Let America hear.
Hey, all, nice to meet you.
Hi.
Well, I think this is a very big issue as with regards to if you should do it mandatory, if people should vaccinate, and you have to, you know, people go to work. Do they have to go and vaccinate? This is a big question, and now, the government says that maybe employees can obligate their employees to get vaccinated in order not to, you know, to...
As a lawyer, is it legal to require that in Israel? Is that something that would be legal?
Well, this is the big question, actually. This is very hard to answer because we are not familiar with this kind of phenomenon before, okay? But people say that you can't do that because when you get your license, for example, you must do your physical test. So why is this something that the government can impose and this is not? Okay, it's big issues but I can tell you that the government tend to enforce it.
Well, I think you can when you know, the lessons that are learned by watching what goes on in Israel, I think the world can learn from a lot of the points of view or a lot of the positions they take. Yes, Ari?
Yeah, well, you understand, Doug, this goes back to the Holocaust.
Yes. I think that's what the controversy is. You know, like, show me your papers, that kind of stuff.
Exactly. But this is a worldwide epidemic. We've got to eradicate it. It'll take time. It'll take 2, 3, 4, some people say 10 years. Bill Gates said it'll never go away.
Putting it in perspective, there are other people who say that the worst of it will be over by April. I'm tending to be that way because I think that this thing mutates. There's always going to be a flu around. There's always going to be a bug around. There's always going to be something new, and you just have to be prepared for it. And in some circles, we think we overreached here. But I think having people take responsibility, and how else do you get it? I don't like the fact that they are required to have something, but, you know, how else do you get people to do what they're supposed to do? Isn't that the question?
Exactly. And you want to come, you want to fly here for my next birthday, right? And you want to go to the museum, right?
Right, exactly. So I'm going to have a card that says I had a shot in order to get in, right?
Exactly. And Doug, you and I are the same age. Please make sure that you get vaccinated.
I have been trying to get vaccinated for 3 months. And this country is so, I was thinking, I wished I didn't have the card to get into Israel because I probably could go to Israel and get a shot quicker and easier than I can here. It's a mess.
Absolutely. This is what I'm telling my son, Daniel, who is, you know, he's working for the...
In London.
For 10 Downing Street and for the Attorney General.
Yeah.
And I'm telling him, get on a plane, come here, get vaccinated, get back to England.
Right.
But anyhow, Natalie, our daughter living in Topanga, California, Los Angeles, she says that she's going to go to where they are vaccinating people. And in towards the evening, towards night, when you're running out of vaccines, they say, we don't want to throw it away. So anybody who wants the leftovers... come and stand in line. So maybe my daughter will get a leftover.
Yeah, that's the way to do it. I think I may do that myself. All right, Uri, thank you. It was good to have you and the lady who's the lawyer there to give us some insight into this green passport business going on in Israel. Uri, always a part of our discussion here. Don't forget his book on dowsing. You can find out more about it and the museum at Uri Geller, URIGELLER, urigeller.com. Time now for us to get healthy. That's one of my mantras, right? Whether it be this program or any of the programs that I do, I really want to help people get healthy and stay healthy. And certainly by losing weight, now that we are seeing, I think, the end of the road for the problems we've had with COVID. But the lessons that we've learned here, there's a myriad of situational problems that we have tried to solve. And one of the things, people had a weight problem, were very vulnerable to COVID. And so now let's go back to the reality of what happened before COVID. People who are overweight were very vulnerable to heart disease and diabetes, and that hasn't changed one iota. So those of you who started the year and you thought you were motivated to lose weight and keep it off, please think about what to choose. Your choices in life, very important. Let's make sure our diets are better this year. Let's make sure we exercise a lot, move around this year. Let's make sure that we are getting ourselves to, as Dr. Ken says, an ideal body weight. And your ideal body weight depends, obviously, on your health. But if you're way off the mark, then go to toploss.com. Look at the people who have had success with this over the past 20-some-odd years. Thousands and thousands of people. You can see hundreds of examples, even on the website, of people who lost 30, 40, 50, 60, 80, 100 pounds on this. Did they do it overnight? No. It's something you got to have patience for. But because it is so helpful, once you get onto any program, start losing weight, it's fun to lose weight and feel better. But then how do you keep it off? That's where Calitrin has the secret. An all-natural formula, scientifically proven. Doctor and three nurses put this together. It's collagen, protein, digestive enzymes. And the heel here is that the body is repaired. And you get more muscle, and that's what we want. Very attractive, very helpful in the long run. So check it out at toploss.com. Calitrin is the program. Use the DJV code when you're checking out. You can take advantage of the specials that they have. Buy one, get one free, all that good stuff, plus free shipping. That's the DJV code to get healthy, lose the weight, and keep it off at toploss.com. Did you know that MyPillow is about more than just a fantastic pillow? MyPillow has given the same attention that they've given to their pillows now to towels and sheets. The proprietary technology in each MyPillow towel makes them highly effective because they're absorbent, soft to the touch, no lotiony feel to them. Each Giza sheet also is made with the world's best cotton, making it ultra soft and breathable. The sateen weave gives them a luxurious finish and will have you sleeping like a dream. Every product is available in a variety of colors and sizes, machine washable, durable, comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Visit MyPillow.com to learn more about it. Right now, for all of the listeners to the DJV programs, all six-piece towel sets and Giza sheets are buy one, get one free. Just use the promo code DJV at checkout. That's MyPillow.com, code DJV for buy one, get one free on all six-piece towel sets and the Giza Dream Sheets.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
Does learning a language feel like this?
No habla español.
Hablo.
It's hablo?
Yes.
It's hablo.
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind.
Since my husband is from Guatemala, I'll apply what I've learned in Babbel to our real-life situations.
The app is so easy to use, and it's so practical. It helps you learn things that you will actually need.
Babbel, language for life. Celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
Doug Steffen here with a reminder about a lot of different programs. This is Your Hidden Power, a program that is heard around the country during the week and on the weekends, and also in podcast form at yourhiddenpowershow.com. We touch a lot of great information that comes from the world that's unseen, if you will. Some of the other programs that I do on a weekly basis focus on the farm and your health. As a matter of fact, the most recent DJV Health Show focused with Dr. Ken Kronhaus on how people have become exposed to COVID, how you can limit your liability, so to speak, by enhancing your immune system. So that's just one of the things you can listen for. Find out what I have available for you information-wise at DougSteffen.com and the podcasts, for example, here, DJVHealthShow.com, or wherever you get your podcasts. All right, moving along here on Your Hidden Power, Doug Steffen with Mary O'Malley, who is writing a book. And she's asking people that are listening to this program, people that she knows, people who have had her services. She is really going right to town here. So what's this book all about. Let's share with the people listening to this program what it is, or the podcast, because you get a podcast. You can hear Mary twice as the program airs a couple of times during the week, early in the morning, and then on the weekends. But then you can always get the podcast at yourhiddenpowershow.com. The question, Mary, is very sweet. She simply asks, would you like to be in my book? That's a pretty straightforward approach. Would you like to be in Mary's book? So, well, how do we get into your book? What are you looking for? What are you soliciting? Why do you want to have people who are interested in, is this contributing or checking out what you're writing? What is this?
Well, a little bit of both. What I really like from the general public is their experiences with psychics, both good and bad.
Right.
Because I think people learn more from other people's experience. You know, they...
Absolutely.
It's one thing me saying it, but stories actually, you know, teach us better.
Like you just heard me doing the commercial for the weight loss program. The most effective way to sell anything is to have people tell their story who've been on it. And that's really how that stuff sells. It's the word of mouth as much as anything else. So that's, it makes nothing but sense here. What question do you want? Go ahead.
Oh, in writing the book, you know, I've been doing this for close to 25 years now.
Mm-hmm.
And what I found over the years is people, they really don't know what to expect from a psychic. They really don't understand how it works. They think they do.
Right.
But they end up wasting a lot of time and a lot of precious money.
Yep.
Because their expectations aren't in line with the reality of how it works.
Right.
And I love being a psychic and I love helping people and I get tons of feedback on how much I've helped them. And it's a multi-billion dollar business.
It sure is.
And it wouldn't be a multi-billion dollar business unless there was something to it, right?
People need, there is more money spent on alternative healing, alternative therapy. People don't go to shrinks anymore. Well, they do, all they do is get drugs. You know, you go and you get this drug and that drug. Okay, you'll be fine tomorrow. If you take this drug, you'll calm down. Well, that's not what people want anymore.
Right.
So the money is being spent in the areas that are our focus here on Your Hidden Power. So what are we going to do?
So the reasons people usually go, you know, to begin, not all the reasons, but some of them are, number one, verification of their own intuition. I can't tell you how many people say, well, I knew that, I just needed to check in.
Right.
Identifying their own voice so that voice that comes to them from spirit or however you identify that is different than all the voices in your head. So learning how to identify that. They get a larger perspective of a situation because we tend to get very narrow-minded.
Mm-hmm.
Psychic insights, help with decision-making, navigating respective pathways. You know, what does it look like down the longer term? Identifying other possibilities. And quite often, spirit helps to bring unfocused thoughts out of the dark into the light. So a lot of people say, you know, that's been running around in my mind, but I didn't really understand it.
Mm-hmm.
Mediums help with, you know, releasing grief and final words and things like that. Psychics can help you connect with your guides, serve as like a general compass, answer questions. You know, there's all kinds of reasons to check in with a psychic, especially if you're not comfortable with your own connection.
Right, exactly. So, to get to the basics here, if people get into the mode of wanting to help you with this book, they go to Soul Scout or PsychicScout.com, right? Or there's three places, MarioMaley.com, SoulScout.com, or SoulScout.live, sorry.
Right.
Psychicscout.com.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. All right. So if you fit into any of the things that Mary just described and want to help her out, just do a little exploring. It'd be kind of fun. You get a free book out of it when you're all done. Anyway, she's dedicated to knowledge and to helping people, and I think that becomes very clear every week that she is here on Your Hidden Power. Mary O'Malley, here with Doug Steffen.
Tejibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Time for us to have another visit with actress and author and astrologer. How about that? The Triple A's. This is the Triple A League. Laura Banks is here from StarGalNetwork.com to examine some of the things that we need to know about where the stars are and how they fit into our intuitive realm, our idealism realm. If we understand these things, then what is it that, you know, how can we go wrong if we understand all this stuff? I guess that's where people do go wrong, because they don't understand a lot of this stuff, right?
Yeah. They don't bother to learn more, or there's no curiosity. There's got to be curiosity, right?
Right. Yes.
It's got to be, what's under the hood? What makes me tick? All right, I'm a Libra, but what about my moon and my rising sign and my Mars and my Saturn?
And?
Like, they're all in the chart, and you got to know where all of them work and what houses and what signs and how they interact, and then you get the keys to understanding who you are.
All right, so what keys do we have around us working in our favor at the moment? I've been studying Scorpios and Sagittarius and what that's all about. Fire signs, water signs.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes we just... the thing that frustrates me about this is that there is so much to learn. It's like the rest of the universe. There's so much to learn. And so the average person says, well, yeah, I read my horoscope. What else do I need to know?
Well, it's like there's so many wines in the universe. You just go to one of those wine tasting shops and you have a good time, you know?
Right.
You take little baby
you know, sips of understanding and enjoy it, right? If it's pleasurable, you'll keep learning more. You know, just it's so easy to go to one of these sites like AstroDienst or some of these sites, or Susan Miller has a great site, and you can learn how to, you know, what's my chart? What's it telling me? Like right now, it's a very good time to forge ahead on new ideas, even though it might be constricting because Uranus and Saturn are squaring each other three times this year, which is really the theme of this year. Which is so generic, though, the way I talk sometimes. You really want to bring it down to a personal level.
Right.
And that's hard to do. But you know.
Well, that's why I send people to you at Stargale Network. This is just a teaser, because you can't any more than I have with Mary O'Malley. How do you, you know, she's mm-hmm. our psychic. How do you,
right.
in 5 or 6 minutes, you're not going to get anything other than a tease about what really is going on and how it can affect you individually. And so there are all of right. these things. People say, well, what's better, astrology, tarot cards? I guess they could use hand in hand.
Combination.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Poo-poo platter of choices. Well, really, as a layperson, you can check the cycles of the moon. I know you like to ask about the retrograde. You know,
yeah.
of course, we all know that Mercury's gone direct, which is terrific.
And
what they don't know, what you don't know, it might be, is that it gets stronger and stronger with each passing day after it goes direct. So it's not
so
like,
so what does
bingo.
That mean then for all of us?
It means there's a shadow piece. It means that, like, I felt it immediately with the Mercury going direct the other day. And it means that clarity is going to be there. Desire to take action, do it. Go to the action, which will be the release of some of this, you know, frustration we're all feeling, having been cooped up and coming out of this COVID. You know, go to action. Go to the actual thing. Stop thinking about it. You know, you're gonna know that with every passing day up until mid March, when it gets to its full position of direct, it's going to be getting a stronger and stronger influence to proceed on your interests in life. And then we've got the full moon coming up on February 27th in Virgo, and that's going to be trining Uranus, which is a fabulous aspect. It's happy surprises, and Mercury's going to be
that's what I want.
And
a happy surprise. I want to get the funding for my project on the farm taken care of. I want a happy surprise.
A happy surprise.
When am I going to have my happy surprise when we're all...
Well, I think that you should be looking as this goes more and more into this end of February, I think is an incredibly fertile time to pursue conversations and closure. And you have until mid-March to really make that happen, and assume by mid-March would be when this full moon is going to... When, you know, the full moon is when you reap your harvest. So we're always in a growth cycle, and it's like this, the waves of the ocean. Just write it out and then do it again.
Write it out. Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the age of Aquarius. Are Aquarians
yes.
ruling? We're almost finished with Aquarius, I think, now, aren't we?
We're going into Pisces.
Yeah,
we're going into Pisces, and we're just finishing Aquarius, although everything is about Aquarius this year. And it's just this whole time of just the strangest ideas you have, follow them. I'm not telling you anything, and I'm not exaggerating. It's true. It's really, but if it's a gut instinct, if you put some work and muscle behind figuring it out, it
right.
could happen.
All right. There it is, boys and girls, your lesson for this week from astrologer extraordinaire, actress, author, and astrologer. How about that? I got to remember that, though. With Laura Banks, you can find her at stargalnetwork.com.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electricity, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited number of solar backup generators are now back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently in your own home. So whether it's dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. And the best news, this week only, listeners purchasing a solar generator will receive hundreds of dollars in free off-the-grid bonuses. So go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Again, supplies are extremely limited, so go to mysolarbackup.com today.